This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. In the days after James Boyd was killed by police in Albuquerque, questions arose about whether officers specially trained to talk to people who were mentally ill had been sent to the scene. And it turns out that an officer known for de-escalating situations like the one was sent to the foothills that day in 2014. Keith Sandy and Dominique Perez are facing second-degree murder charges for killing Boyd. And during their trial today, testimony from that specially trained crisis intervention officer was key. Public Health New Mexico's Marisa DeMarco has been at the courthouse every day since this trial got started. She's here with me now. Hey, Marisa.
Hi, Chris.
So tell us about this crisis negotiator. What did he say today in court?
So Michael Monette testified that he spoke to a lot of people in crisis and homeless people during his career, and he was kind of known for it. He said on the stand that he spent more than an hour talking to James Boyd, first focused on things like asking Boyd not to put his hands in his pockets, which was alarming for the officers. And then later, when Boyd was calmer, Monette was offering him food and a hotel room. The officers who were there told Boyd not to cross a certain line or they were going to shoot him with a beanbag gun, and Boyd didn't cross that line. And Monette was pulled out of his conversation with Boyd, and tactical officers went in instead. And the prosecution made a point earlier of showing that those officers were dressed kind of militaristically. They didn't look just like normal officers. And Monette said he didn't know why he was pulled away and that he wasn't asked to brief his replacements.
Did Monette say in court whether, you know, he thinks things could have ended differently if he'd been able to keep talking to Boyd?
So the defense wouldn't really let him answer that question today on the grounds that it's speculation. But he said that he'd made some headway before he was reassigned to the perimeter. And he described on the stand hearing the shots that killed Boyd. A journal article from this spring said Monette was asked to search Boyd after he'd been shot while he was handcuffed. And then he was assigned to ride with him to the hospital. It also said that Monette admitted to having some PTSD after this incident in 2014.
You know, we've heard a lot about how police departments interact with people with mental illnesses. Has anything, you know, changed since this shooting in 2014?
Yeah, so even before Boyd, this was a really big issue in Albuquerque, and other people with mental illness were shot by the police here. It was a big part of the Department of Justice's findings that APD wasn't interacting with mentally ill people very well, and they looked at shootings, and they looked at less than lethal options like tasers, and they said APD was overusing those on people with mental illness too. And they said that officers showed a lack of training when it came to calls for people in crisis. So they also said people like Monette were encouraging, but sometimes officers were not reaching out to those crisis-trained officers. And the agreement between the DOJ and the city said that they had to make a specialized response for mental health-related calls to minimize the use of force. Afterwards, APD tried to increase training for the whole force, increase the crisis training after the Boyd shooting happened.
You know, there is a need for mental health care and substance abuse treatment here in New Mexico overall, but what does that really mean for law enforcement?
So many people all over the state are getting mental health care in jail. And I heard from Bernalillo County jail officials a while ago that people come in, they get stabilized on medications, they get released with a short supply of those medications. And then when those run out, they get rearrested and sent back to jail. So that means that for some folks, the path to mental health care includes the back of a squad car. And because there aren't a lot of other great options, police are handling a ton of these kinds of issues and calls. So behavioral health providers closing has had an impact on law enforcement and the nature of the job that police and jails are doing.
Bernalillo County voters approved the tax that went into effect in 2015. The idea was that money would go to help folks in mental health crisis. What's the status of that money?
So when the tax hit the ballot, everyone was talking about these mental health triage centers, basically places that people in crisis could go to calm down and get connected to resources. We haven't seen those yet, but the commission is considering how to spend that $17 million that's coming in to help. And part of what that's paying for so far is for housing for folks exiting jails. And they're also looking at a team to help people with mental illness or addiction. And they're looking at a homeless youth shelter. And we'll hear more about all of that in the news soon.
Thanks, Marisa.
Thank you.
That's Public Health New Mexico reporter Marisa DeMarco. She's covering the James Boyd trial for KUNM.